Welcome back to It's Debatable Podcast with Doug and Shram.
Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything just for the sake of argument. My name's Doug, and as always, I'm debating my friend, my pal. He is the Hannibal Lecter to my Clarice Starling. Steven Shram. Shram, how are you?
Good, man. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's been some time, so I'm happy that I get to look at you.
I as well.
I didn't mean anything of that.
Yeah, that's a liar. Liar.
Yeah, so, you know, I just really want to get right into this week's topic, and I want to introduce this week's judge, who is, of course, not only our judge, he is our producer, engineer. He does everything. He'll look it up, but today he's in charge of a topic that is near and dear to his heart, maybe? Jeff, Reece Scott, William Poland III. Jeff, what do you got for us?
Well, Doug, I was doing a little research, and I came across this article, and it was about selling your testicle for $35,000. And that's my question is, would you sell your testicle, one of your testicles, for $35,000?
No.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Shrimp. Hell yeah, okay.
Hell yeah, you do it. You know, we live in, you know, a crazy time and a crazy age. It's 2019 and the future's bright and, you know, the future's here now too. And here's the thing, you know, if you do that, it's not like you're going to miss it. You still got one. It's not like you're going to feel unbalanced. Listen, times are rough. People need money and you got two of them. Why not give up one? It's not like you're going to be missing out on anything. I think each one holds like trillions and billions of, you know, sperm or whatever you need in there. And, you know, you're only cutting that in half and you still pretty much got billions and trillions of what you need. On top of that, you know, it's not like you'll be off balance or anything. A lot of people, when they only have one, they put something else in there to kind of balance you out. So you still kind of feel like a man, still feel like you have two. And at the end of the day, you get $35,000. You know, if you're trying to buy a house, there's your down payment. You want to go on a sick vacation, a couple vacations. There it is. There you go. Listen, you only live once and it's hard to come into a lot of money all at once. It's not like you win the lottery every day. So if the opportunity is presented, you give one up.
All right, Doug.
I don't want to feel like a man. I want to be a man. I don't want somebody to put it, you know, like an old rubber bouncy ball in there. I want the real thing. And you know what? It's creepy. Shram was talking about like people want the sperm or whatever else is in there. What else are they doing with this thing for $35,000? Like, I give this up and then this guy is like using it as a necklace around his neck like Angelina Jolie. Like, a lot of weird things can happen. I want to be able to, you know, keep having kids, you know? I want to make sure that I have that. Shram, on the other hand, really quick, was ready to give it up. 35 grand. He's like, oh, I need the money now. Give me the money.
All right. I got some questions here.
I just want to say he acts like he's going to give it up and it's going to be sold
all right,
the Illuminati.
I got it.
With Angelina Jolie. It's not,
I get it.
It's for science.
I get it.
I feel empty.
Okay, so here's my question. Doug, so what are they? So you're saying not only they're going to take the testicle, they could turn it into anything. They could wear it as like a medallion, pretty much.
A medallion, you know, they could put it up, like hang it like a chandelier on top of the dinner. They could do anything with it. You know, they're giving you the money. If some rich guy, the billionaire, is like just buying up testicles, you know, I don't know. Maybe he wants to
make a testicle chandelier.
Testicle chandelier. He can set up like. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's like a smaller guy. He can't play normal pool, so he has a smaller pool table that's only 3 feet long, and he needs balls. So you know he needs 16.
Listen,
yeah, 16.
That's kind of creepy.
It is. I know.
If you don't have it anymore, who cares where it ends up? Right. Some guy's using it as the centerpiece for his dinner party. And he's like, look at my, you know, and he like arranges it how you would see at like a wedding, but it's like he collects them almost like Pokeballs, but they're real testicles and the guy's a freak. But what do you care if your balls sit next to the next guy's balls? You got the 35K. Doug acts like he knew exactly where it was going, which would be the science. But for the sake of argument, let's say it is on this guy's dinner table, that's going to affect his decision. Like if they're like, Doug, we promise it won't go over to Hannibal Lecter or whoever the case may be, and you'll do it. Like, who cares where it goes? It's not on you anymore. So whoever wants it, let them have it. To each their own. You know what I'm saying?
No, if I was donating a kidney, testicle, whatever it is, if I was like, doctor, so where's my kidney now? And he's like, well, you know what? We just wanted to throw it off the building and see if it bounced when it hit the ground. I'd be like, dude, I understand I got money for this, but okay, what's going on?
So you would really care. Let's say if you took your kidney out, you would care what happened to it and where it went.
Yeah, because I'm giving something that's mine.
We're talking about a kidney. I'm talking about your testicle.
So when you sell something that's mine.
When you sell something on Craigslist and they take it away and you just, hey, here's the money. You found a stranger on the internet. Do you care where it's going because it's yours? You gave something that way that was yours.
That's great. My dad had a Pontiac GTO, 1968. He sold it, I think, in 1980 to a kid that was in high school. The kid totaled it. My dad was heartbroken. So if I found out I gave my testicle to some guy, what if my testicle got bought and some virgin bought it? He never used it. He just never used it. It just got wasted.
Let's move on. Okay.
All right.
Steve, this question's for you. Say you sell your testicle, right? Do you have rights and royalties to that? Like, let's say it goes on to produce a basketball player or a, you know, the next Bill Gates. You know, are you entitled to any ownership or parent, whatever, of that child?
Not ownership, but definitely royalties or rights. You know, if I sell that testicle and it goes off to become a millionaire, I participated in that. And, you know, I originally got my $35,000 to even make it possible. But, you know, a lot of people, okay, so here's the deal. When a band signs a record deal, you get some money up front because you signed the deal, and then you sell the album and you get all the rights and royalties, and the money comes flowing in for every 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 copies. So if this testicle goes on to, you know, become an actor or a guy in a band or, you know, an athlete, yeah, we're going to have to revisit the contract and check the terms. We're going to have to lawyer up a little bit and say, look, man, you wouldn't even exist for, you know, if it wasn't the fact that I was walking around with one nut.
All right. Wow. There's so many things to unfold here. I wish we could just rewind on the spot and do like instant replay. So you just talked about if I sold something on Craigslist, like once it's gone, like I shouldn't have to worry about it. And A, when you sign a contract, you don't like look at it afterwards and then lawyer up. Once you sign, that deal is a deal. And I'm sure that guy's going to give you $35,000. He's not going to be like, hey, you know what? Here's some stipulations. If it's a rock star, you get a percentage. If you get that, no. And once you get that $35,000, again, this is things I never want to have to worry about. That's why I'm never giving, you know.
Dude, there's loopholes for everything. This is why lawyers exist. There's loopholes for everything through every single contract. And I don't.
You don't think a guy that buys testicles has good lawyers?
What if?
No, like, I don't. I really don't. Because the way you make it sound, the guy that buys testicles is also picking up the iPod Touch 8, and he's just doing everything to be a weird collector, like. I don't care where it goes. Now, if it ends up going somewhere where it's prosperous, all the better. But again, if it ends up on some guy's table or like in the spoke of a bicycle, or I don't know. But
what if it creates the next John Wayne Gacy?
Oh, you're on the hook for that. So you get like...
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you responsible for that?
No, because that is a product that's a product of nature versus nurture. And if some guy is raised to be a psychopath, I had nothing to do with it.
So you had nothing to do with if he became a basketball player. What?
Well, that's genes, man. Athleticism.
Well, then we don't have to talk about that.
You don't have to be an athlete to be a fucking serial killer. That's mental. But if the guy, you know, goes on and something in the genes makes it happen, then that's, you know, that's when I talk to a lawyer. Look, you got to call my lawyer for all this. He knows all the little nooks and crannies, ins and outs of all these things. But I'm sure I'd be protected either way.
Well, that'd be kind of part your DNA. That is your DNA. If it's your test, right? There has to be some kind of science. There's going to be some left in there. So if the first time they're creating and that kid,
yeah, but there's nothing about that on you. There's a lot of people in the NFL right now whose parents were in the NFL and they made it as well. Look at the Manning family. But there's really no
evidence. Hall of Fame quarterbacks, yeah.
One of them is. There's really no evidence to support that a mass murderer or serial killer comes from genes or anything like that. Charles Manson had a bunch of kids. No one else went on to become, you know, cult leaders and mass murderers. None of his kids do. So there's a line. Again, you know, I mean, it's a thin line, but there's a line.
All right. Let's say you do sell your testicle, right? What are you doing with that money?
I mean, I said it in the beginning. There's tons of things you could do. I mean, you could really.
I don't want to know about the tons of things. I want to know what you're going to do. Steve Schramm is going to take the $35,000 that he just sold his testicle for and do what?
Right off the bat, probably use it for a down payment on the house, or I could have a little fun with it. Maybe travel the world. Maybe go to Europe for a year, you know, see some things, see some places. And then when I'm laying on my deathbed, they'll be like, wow, you really traveled the world. I mean, you've seen it all. Look at all these pictures. Look at all this amazing stuff. And, I'll be like, yeah, I did. And I did it by selling a testicle, and I'll have no regrets because that opportunity doesn't come along a lot.
So, Jeff, here's what I would do. If I was forced to do something like this, all right? I'm telling you, I would sit down. I'd have 35. I would hope it would come in a briefcase. It would have to come in a briefcase. Like, that's the only way I would take payment. And I'm sitting there having a beer, and I'm like, I got all this money. First thing I do, buyer's remorse. I would hire a guy for maybe $25,000, buy his Tesla, and get it put in me so that I'm not walking around with like a rubber ball in there, dude. I don't want a golf ball in there.
So you would make
$10,000.
Yes. So you'd make $10,000, right?
Yeah.
But now how would one testicle shop? So, like, are you going to shop around? You know, do you need
to? Oh, you got to shop.
Like, what are you looking for in a testicle? So you go to this guy's house, you sit down, nice meal, and you just talk about.
Well, the number one question is, how many times have you been kicked in the nuts?
Okay.
Two, have you ever worked near any radiation or any nuclear waste?
All right.
See. How many times do you jerk it a day?
Do people sell them on Craigslist, or do they have like almost like when you buy a house, like a site, like a realtor site? Like,
just no, it's, well, listen, there's many different ways. Obviously, you don't want to go to the black market, but if you need the money, you need the money.
Can you buy you like an eBay one?
It's called Tinder. E-balls.
You ever see Tinder? You swipe left and right for the testicle.
I'm putting mine
out there. I want the $35,000, and I'm just seeing who I'm matching up with, like Tinder. So people are swiping left and right.
What's in the
picture? They're like, oh, you got a match.
What's in the picture, though? It's a testicle. Okay. Yeah. So you're swiping pictures of testicles.
Yeah, get a good wax job, and then, throw up your profile pic. And from there, the swiping begins, and you little small talk, DM back and forth, creep into your inbox, and then you get a deal going.
Oh man. A lot of catfishing happens that way, but you can't even see the actual testicle.
I picture somebody walking into a professional photoshop. I need you to take a picture of my nuts. Yeah. They got the whole like setup.
That $30 Macy's package.
Yeah, just lay your nuts
up. Or like you go into Macy's and you're like, I need professional portraits done, and you put on like a really nice sweater vest and suit, and the photographer comes in, they're like, wow, you look really nice, and then you just pull one nut out. And she's like, what the hell is this?
Wait,
you explain.
So you don't give them the choice of nut. You choose. You give them one nut. You're not going to let them choose between the two?
No, I whichever one I want to let go of, or anyone feels comfortable let going of.
Well, is one worth more than the other?
Boom, there's the money. And the way this app works, too, you put your routing number and your checking number in, so it goes right in. The minute you guys match up and say, we got a deal, you pick a hospital date, and then the money comes right through.
Wait, you get paid before?
Yeah.
Before the nut's gone, you get
paid. I gotta know these people are serious, and so does everyone else trying to do this. And that means I'll show up to the hospital. I can't take the risk of showing up to the hospital and giving up one of my nuts and then not getting paid.
That's why briefcase. That's why, again, I'm not doing this because it's insane. But, dude, briefcase.
But just to confirm, if you did do it, you would sell a nut to buy a nut and make $10,000.
Yeah, I'm making money and I'm getting my boys in order.
It just seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, making $10,000 is a waste of time.
Or making $35,000.
Sounds like a business.
Yeah, but you're ballless.
No, dude. You said before like a rubber ball or a golf ball.
Well, that's actually my next question. We're going to get into that. What type of prosthetics are we getting into? What type of material are these made out of? And what
have you seen the shit that they create in 2019, all the weird shit that you can buy online? You've heard people talk about it, like the weird dolls and the robots, AI. I mean, this is the future. The future is now. And right now what they have is basically it feels just like what one would feel like. You don't feel like it's rubber. You don't feel like it's hard. It's a golf ball. It's there. And it's like nothing ever happened. And there's no difference. It's not like it's affecting your performance anywhere else either. But now you're just $35,000 richer. And it is what it is. You still feel like you.
Can we go a little bit into the AI testicle area? That's that caught my ear a little bit there. Like what are we talking here? Like a robot nut?
Yeah, in a way. It adapts to your personality, it adapts to your DNA, your body, and starts to mimic what the other one mimics and what, the other one always had before it left. Just basically just really sets itself up inside you or in the sack there, so to speak, and, becomes part of you.
Wow. Well, let's get to closing arguments. I mean,
I think it's right about that time here.
Again, why would somebody want to? There's other ways. You know what? Just work hard. Go back to school. Get a second job. There's so many opportunities to make $35,000 rather than losing a part of you. It's like, here, take my arm. I don't need it. You know, later in life, you might need that. What if you have testicular cancer in the other one? And the only thing you got left is an AI robot that's down there, boop, 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 like a little R2-D2. Yeah, you don't want that. You just want to be able to be whole. You don't want to, like, have any foreign objects inside of you. You know, there's other things you have to, but you don't want to have to choose to do that. I just could not imagine giving a piece of me away. And again, if I had to, I would make $10,000 on it by buying another testicle, maybe from the bargain aisle, you know, like at the supermarket when they have the half price meat, the meat markdown. I'm sure they have a testicle markdown somewhere. But no, I would in no way, shape, or form ever do that because, hey, we already talked about it. Some midget's going to use it to play pool, or they're going to make a chandelier out of it for their dinner guests. And that is just creepy.
I don't even know where to start. I'm just trying to think. Doug just said so many things. And I guess I'm going to start kind of where he started. Right off the bat, he said, work hard. There's so many other ways to make $35,000. I would love to hear all the ways to make $35,000 in one clip, like where I don't have to save for it and go paycheck to paycheck to save it and save it. What about
you get a second job and you make more money?
Work smart and not hard. It's not a piece of you leaving. It's you getting some kind of self-gain in the short run and the short life that you have to be able to enjoy yourself. Again, who cares if the, you know, the testicle's AI? Maybe it even gets a little bit more advanced down the road and, like, it talks to you like Knight Rider from, like, Kit from Knight Rider. That could be kind of cool, you know, if you're a lonely guy. But it's not like you're not going to be able to never, like, procreate. I mean, you're going to be able to have kids. You're going to be able to have a family. You're going to be able to live a normal life. You're still going to have a secondary thing down there that makes you still feel like you're you, something that adapts to you. And you get paid for it. And here's the deal. If my nut did end up on somebody's dinner table or some midget was playing pool with it, I'd be honored. That means they thought it was good enough for them to be able to do something like that. I could be proud of something like that. Or if it goes to science and it ends up helping somebody that really needs it, or they can, you know, learn more about whatever it is that they want to study by looking at it. Either way, I feel like I'm benefiting somebody, the person that had it, and I get to keep my dignity. So why not make the 35K and enjoy yourself a little bit?
Well, wow. I want to thank you both, as I usually do for this. I mean, it's wild, you know? Where do I begin? I mean, Steve, it's a quick 35 grand. You know, you could start a future right there. Work smart, not hard, right? Doug, there's other ways to make money, you know, get a second job. Who the fuck wants to do that? But, no, it's one of the ways to do it. I am a little bit, scared of the, risk of losing the other nut to cancer. That was a good point. I want to, you know, bring that up. I do like the option, you know, well, running a business, you know. You buy it and then, you know, you buy another. You sell yours and then you buy another one. What does terrify me, though, is, and we didn't, you know, really get into it, would be, you know, like black market nuts. So, you know, what if you end up with a horse testicle or, you know, something like that? And you don't know what they're putting in. Like, because, you know, people go all over the world to get transplants and stuff like that. And you just end up with, you know, a goat nut. I have to say, when we get into the AI, though, that has got to be the fucking scariest thing ever. I mean, for all we know, it could be Morgan Freeman's voice telling me I'm about to come. And that literally is scary. So I have to go with Doug on this one. I would not sell my testicle.
Tram, looks like you're out $35,000.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I didn't – before when Doug was saying – that he'd have buyer's remorse, buy one and make the 10K. I figured he'd stop there. I didn't realize you took that as a business opportunity where he just keeps flipping nuts and making 10K each time. Is that the way you took that?
I mean, I don't know what the recovery time is, you know? So if it's a quick recovery, why not? Keep it going. Keep
that sounds like an ID discovery show. Flip this nut. Flip my nut.
Or a really fucked up cooking channel show.
Cook my nuts,
flip my nuts. I just pictured a guy with a spatula. I don't know.
I meant like flip my nuts as in like flipping houses.
I know.
I don't know if you know.
Andrew Dufresne was about to come.
That's all I could like hear. Like, no.
Listen, you'd be scared the first time, but once you get used to it, it's comforting. It's
oh, Morgan Freeman's telling me it's time.
Girl's like, what the fuck was that? And, yeah. then the AI like, calms her down.
You just say it's God. He does the voice of God and everything. He plays God. It's God.
Okay, I think that's a perfect way to end it. Trim, how do you feel?
Not great.
Why wouldn't either? You're about to sell a piece of your body, a very important piece of your body, just for a quick buck so you can go to Europe.
But I am going to take the Shark Tank, the whole nut tender thing. So maybe something good came out of this.
All right, Mark Cubes, Mr. Wonderful, if you're listening, Shrimp's coming, literally. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Follow us on Twitter at We Like to Debate, on Instagram at It's Debatable Pod, and our new website, itsdebatablepod.com. Good night.